Hello, I'm Jacqueline Yepa, your host in this episode of A Song to Remember, an occasional series produced by Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts. In this episode, Hokia Wee describes her life as a jingle dancer at powwows.
Hokia Wee Sidestep. You are probably wondering why I would title this essay using my own name, which is a little odd, but I promise you that it ties into my favorite song. My name is Hokia Wee, which means flying voice woman in the Dakota Sioux language. The words in my favorite song are, flying voice woman, she dances jingle. I have been wearing and dancing the jingle dress style since I started walking. It is a part of me and gives me such a good feeling anytime I wear it. I travel to a lot of powwows around Indian country all year round, so it is super important to me. We cannot have powwows without dancers and singers. If there are no dancers, then the singers don't have anyone to sing for. And if there are no singers, then the dancers don't have anything to dance to. I would like to explain where I fall into place. I am fourth generation of jingle dress dancers. The jingle dress style is meant to be a healing dance. This came about in 1918 to 1919, which was during the Spanish flu pandemic. A young girl from the Ojibwe tribe was sick, most likely in bed with the flu. Her grandfather, who was a medicine man, dreamt of the jingle dress. In the dream, he was told that his granddaughter would heal if she wore a jingle dress. A dress was made, and when she first put it on, she needed help trying to dance, but by the end of the song, she was healed and dancing on her own. The dress makes a jingling sound from tobacco lids that are cut and rolled into cones and attached to the dress. Original jingle dress dancers keep their feet close to the ground and shuffle their feet. Modern jingle dress dancers, like myself, are more contemporary and dance on our toes. The jingle dress is powerful, along with the songs that go with it. My favorite song was composed by the well-known powwow singer and drummer, Jeremy Worm Dearly. He is from St. Paul, Minnesota, and is the originator of the drum group Sharpshooter. In 2017 to 2018, I was Miss Kiayo Princess for the University of Montana. I traveled to powwows every weekend wearing my sash and crown proudly. This was an important time for me. I worked hard all year to hold myself in the best way that I knew how. At the end of my reign, the palace princess passes the crown on to someone new, and she is supposed to give gifts to the powwow community and put on a special. A special is an extra dance competition that a family or group of people put on that is specifically for a certain dance category. If you have your own special, you are allowed to make your own rules, such as what the dancers must wear or what they dance to. Before I held my special dance competition, which was for jingle dress dancers, I asked Jeremy Dearly and the Sharpshooter drum group to sing my song, Hokia Wee Sidestep, for the first time. I didn't want to do it alone, so I asked my mom, sister, and grandma to dance alongside me. This was so special because my grandma and mom hadn't danced jingle for a long time due to knee problems. Nonetheless, they put on their dresses to dance with me. There were hundreds of people in the stands watching, and some were even crying, because it is a rare sight to see all of us dancing jingle together. For Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts, I'm Hokia Wee.